This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. European Union foreign ministers are expected to announce sanctions Monday against the Belarusian government. The sanctions would target 78 officials and at least seven state-owned entities. EU officials said the United States and Britain are likely to follow with further sanctions of their own in the next few days. The new sanctions earmark officials suspected of involvement in the forced landing of a Ryanair plane last month. They also target those who participated in the crackdown on opposition protests in Belarus mounted since last year in August. That's when Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory in an election that was widely seen as rigged. Lithuanian officials also redoubled their accusations that Lukashenko has been weaponizing migrants and is behind a surge in Iraqi and Syrian asylum seekers crossing the border illegally into their country. Iran's state TV says the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the Bushehr plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant located in the southern port city of Bushehr. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point. Read more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA.